More than 100 yachts will start the 73rd running of the Sydney to Hobart race on Sydney Harbour later on today. Four Supermaxis are competing, including Infotrack, Wild Oats 11, Blackjack and Comanche. And despite light winds being predicted, the weather conditions are now expected to favour the Supermaxis. ABC reporter Andrew Griffiths is at the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia in Sydney's Rushcutters Bay. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
What are the favourite teams going into the race today? Is it those four Supermaxis?
It's definitely those four Supermaxis. We're going to see, well, the early forecasts have suggested that there will be quite a lot of downwind sailing, so the breeze will swing to the northeast later today. So they'll be able to get their spinnakers up and run towards Hobart, and that really does suit those big boats. Comanche is particularly good for that, so it's been one of the early favourites, but the Supermaxis have been keen to point out that any of them can win. In terms of overall honours, that will probably fall to some of the boats in the sort of 50 to 65 foot range, so anywhere from the TP52s up to Wild Oats' other entry, Wild Oats 10 at 66 foot.
Okay. What are the weather conditions in Sydney Harbour this morning looking like?
Well, the breeze is coming and going. It's reasonably soft at the moment. The flags down here at the Yacht Club aren't moving too much. I think the breeze is still forecast to get up to about 10 knots, which is moderate sailing conditions for most of these boats. We will get an updated weather briefing from the Cruising Yacht Club at 8:30, so we'll have a better idea of exactly what the yachts are expected to be starting in, but at the moment it looks like it's going to be a light to moderate breeze.
Okay. Catherine Murphy told us earlier on that Wild Oats 11 predicts that the race record could be broken this year. What do the other boats say about that?
Well, throughout the week, the boats have been sort of shying away from saying that a race record was under threat. It wasn't until the past sort of day that Wild Oats had put that out there. But look, it is, I guess, from their point of view, possible. Anything is possible in a Sydney to Hobart race. If the conditions hold the way that they hope they hold, then it's certainly possible they could do it. But it all depends. The Derwent is notoriously fickle, and if the boats arrive at Tasmania at the wrong time, it could be devastating for their chances of breaking that race record.
Okay. Just for people who aren't particularly familiar with the knots system, what does 30 knots feel like? Is that a stiff blowing breeze, or
so 30 knots is pretty much gale force winds almost. So it's very strong, and it can be the sort of conditions when boats can break. Thankfully, we're not going to see the conditions that we've seen in the past, where it is getting above that 35 knot sort of range, which can have really devastating consequences on the boats. But at 30 knots, it is possible that we could see some torn sails and some damaged boats, but hopefully not the sort of carnage that we've seen in previous years.
Okay. Now, the newly branded Infotrack, formerly known as Perpetual Loyal, how likely does it look to win, or is it going to be Wild Oats 11 again?
Well, this is a really interesting boat because Christian Beck, who bought what was Perpetual Loyal last year's winner, and winner in record time for that matter, has given some very colourful press conferences throughout the week. He's taken a lot of the focus onto himself and put himself out there as a real newcomer to this sort of racing. This is his first ever ocean race, so he has no experience doing this sort of thing. But what he does have is some very, very good sailors on board. The skipper for this race is Tom Slingsby, who is an Olympic gold medalist and America's Cup sailor. There's also Ian Jensen, who's another Olympic gold medalist, and a host of others. There's more than a dozen professional sailors on that boat. So while the focus has been on Christian, not a lot of focus has been on those guys, and they certainly are excellent sailors, and we've seen from previous years that they do have a very good boat, so I wouldn't be ruling them out quite yet.
What are the conditions like for watching if you're around Sydney this morning, Andrew? Is it worth coming out to take a look?
Well, look, I think it is. The conditions are better than they've been certainly last week. It's a lot cooler today. It's quite overcast, so certainly more comfortable conditions if you're coming out to watch the yacht race.
Okay. Andrew Griffiths, thank you so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure.
That's Andrew Griffiths, ABC reporter, who is at the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia in Rushcutters Bay in Sydney, ahead of today's Royal Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race, which could be take the better part of nearly 2 days. So we will be keeping an eye on that race tomorrow and hopefully speaking to a successful winner by Thursday.